Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the power of prayer. Today I want to share with you the power of praying the Word of God. In Isaiah 62, verses 6 and 7, we find these words: "They must remind the Lord of His promises. They must give Him no rest until He restores Jerusalem." This scripture tells us that we should remind God of His promises and that we should give God no rest until He answers. This is a powerful revelation from the Word of God about how to pray. One surefire method that brings results is to pray the Word of God. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, we find these words: "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And we know if He hears us that we have the petition that we asked of Him." This powerful scripture promise found in 1 John 5 tells us that if we pray and ask God for anything that is in His will, we can be assured that we will receive that from God. So when we pray the Word of God, which we know is the will of God, we know we will receive the answer. We have confidence that we have it. So you can be assured when you pray the Word of God over your situation, over your children, over your finances, over your spiritual life, whatever it is that you want to petition from the Lord, and you pray according to the Word of God, that you will receive that answer. Praying the Word is a powerful way of prayer. The passage of Isaiah 62, 6 and 7 that tells us that we should remind the Lord of His promises and give Him no rest until He answers was the very scripture that inspired a man by the name of John Hyde. John Hyde was a young man born into a minister's home, and he attended a theological seminary in the United States and committed himself to overseas evangelism. Following his graduation, he left the United States to go as a missionary to India. His itinerant ministry took him from village to village in India, but his preaching produced very few converts, until he discovered the truth of Isaiah 62, 6 and 7, that he should remind the Lord of His promises and give Him no rest until He answered. John Hyde took that scripture quite literally and began to apply it in his ministry. At the beginning of 1908, John Hyde prayed to win at least one soul to Christ every single day that year. By December 31st of 1908, John Hyde had recorded over 400 converts. The following year, the Lord laid two souls per day on his heart, and his prayer was answered again. The next year, he prayed for four souls daily with similar results. Once, stopping at a cottage for water, this man, who was later called Praying Hyde, pleaded with God for 10 souls. He presented the gospel to that family, and by the end of his visit, all 9 members of the family had been saved. Suddenly, a nephew who had been playing outside ran into the room and was promptly converted. And there he had his answer: 10 souls from that single cottage. Praying Hyde was a phenomenon, and he inspired and influenced many others by his very devout prayer life and the effectual praying that brought in answers to his prayers. And it was all inspired by that scripture in Isaiah about reminding the Lord of his promises and giving him no rest until he answered. This is a powerful prayer model for all of us. Whatever your situation may be in life, God has in his word a promise that you can pray with regard to that situation. And when you pray the word, you know you're praying his will, and you will have the petition you asked of him. One of my favorite examples of praying the word comes from a story in the life of the world-famous pastor of Moody Memorial Church named Harry Ironsides. When Harry was just a small boy, his father died, leaving his widowed mother to raise two small boys with no income. One time they found themselves in a position where the cupboard was completely bare. His mother, Sophia, gathered her two sons to the table for breakfast, but their plates were empty and there was only water to drink. "We will give thanks, boys," she said. Closing her eyes, she prayed, quoting Isaiah 33:16, "Father, thou hast promised in thy word, your bread shall be given you and your water shall be sure. We have the water and we thank you for it. And now we trust you for the bread, or for that which will take its place." Just as she finished praying, the doorbell rang and the boys ran to the door to find a man there. "Mrs. Ironside," he said, "I feel very bad. We have been owing you for months for that dress that you made for my wife. We've had no money to pay you, but just now we're harvesting our potatoes, and we wondered if you would take a bushel or two on account of the old bill." "Indeed, I'll be glad to," replied Sophia. In a few minutes, the potatoes were sizzling in the frying pan, and the boys had answered prayer for breakfast. That story is an excellent example of praying the word of God and expecting to receive a specific answer in response. Let's just say, for example, that you need guidance, you need direction right now in your life, and you've been crying out to God, "Oh God, oh God, what should I do? What should I do? Where shall I go?" Take Psalm 31, verse 3, and pray that rather than these plaintive pleas for help. Pray the word about your situation. It says, "For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake lead me and guide me." I pray that prayer very, very often for guidance with my ministry. "For thou art my rock and my fortress, for thy name's sake lead me and guide me." And I know that God responds to the prayer that's prayed that is filled with a promise from his own word. Perhaps you have been praying for a loved one to be saved, and you see no sign of them coming to the Lord. Pray Matthew 9:38. It says in that scripture, and these were Jesus' words, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Say to the Lord, "Lord, you said to pray to send laborers forth into the harvest. I'm praying that you will send a laborer into the harvest field of my brother's life, of my uncle's life, of my loved one's life, that will bring them into the kingdom of God." Pray the word when you're praying a prayer of specific petition for a need in your life. If you're in need of wisdom, a perfect scripture is James 1:5. Pray the word, asking God to give you wisdom for your difficult situation. Perhaps you have a complex business problem or a very sensitive matter in your family. Pray for wisdom this way. Tell the Lord, "You said in your word, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him." Lord, you said if I lack wisdom, I can ask, and I'm asking according to your word. And when you pray according to the will of God, you know you'll have the petition you're asking. And then, if you have never received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and it's a gift of blessing and of power, it'll be empowering to your spiritual life. You can certainly pray Luke 11:13, where it says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Say, Lord, you said you'd give the Holy Spirit to them that ask, and I'm asking, so I'm praying and asking for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit into my life. And last of all, for your daily needs, God wants you to ask for your daily needs, but pray what the Word says. Matthew 6:11 says, and it was the Word of God that Jesus gave to his disciples, give us this day our daily bread. It was part of the Lord's Prayer. Jesus was telling them to pray for their daily provision. Say, Lord, you commanded us to ask for our daily provision. So I come today asking for my daily provision. You know exactly what I need financially and in every other way. And I'm asking you for my daily bread. And I thank you for it by faith, because I know I have the petition I ask of you, because I'm asking according to your will. Praying the Word of God will revolutionize your prayer life, but it will also cause you to see increased answers, increased results in your praying, because you will be praying the will of God when you pray the Word of God. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.